10th Perek of Vayera, Mishnah Gimel. This is also a Mishnah Nogea to Bizoyin of Kitzei Kodesh of Tom Shem Kedusha. Hagi Koyim Alas Sefer Alas Kupa. He was reading a sefer, the old fashioned sefers were scrolls that we rolled up. And he was reading Alas Kupa, this is the entrance area of the house, and it's Galgal Sefer Miyodai. And he's holding one side, another side rolled out of his hands, and now it's out of his, it's laying down on the floor. He's allowed to roll it back. And even if he was in the Shusha Rabbin, the scoop was in the Shusha Yachid, it's permitted. Why? Because it's not even the right, but as long as I'm in one Shusha and I'm holding on to one side, even though the other side is another Shusha, it's not considered that it carries the other side back from the Shusha Yachid to the Shusha Rabbin, the other way around. Because the place of the thing is where I'm holding it. Even so, Midrabon itself, because self-to-self, the scroll has unraveled and part of it finishes the rabbin. Here, because it's a big zion, it's on the floor and people may trample on the sefer, it permitted me to drag it back, even though part of it is laying in the rabbin. But if he was Hoya Kerv, Raisha Gaz, and it's Gagal Sefer Miyodo, he was on the roof, and it fell out, it unraveled the second side of it, and now it's hanging down. He's holding one side of it, and the bottom part is hanging down. Actually, Gila, so it's Fachim Goyle Etzloy. If it's still more than 10 Fachim above the ground, you're allowed to roll it up. Shigila, so it's Fachim, Ezraal Ksav. The mug explains like this, that if it went lower than 10 Fachim and it rested on something, so now one part is resting on something which has a status of Rishus and Rabim, it's also for him to roll back. We have to say that over here it's less of a bizillion than the previous case was here. It's not going to be trampled, and since part of it is resting in the Shusha Rabbin, it has its Isidra Rabban to roll it back, and therefore it is not permitted. And they said the only thing you should do is, if the Ksav, the letters are facing outwards, turn it around so that it won't be exposed to the elements. But as I said, in the case where it's just dangling down and there's a minor bizoyin over here, if the bottom part landed on something, even though he's holding the top part, he's not allowed to roll it back himself. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Afila Eimer Silugmanot, Elo Kamoli Machat Goyle Etzloi. Yeah, which is what I said, Aloha, was like this Rabbi Yehuda that has to rest on something, or if it's within 10 Fachim, and also the wall was at an angle and it was leaning, resting on the wall. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Afila Ores Atma Goyle Etzloi, Shem Lecha Mishum Shvus, Tavash Mishum Shvus, Shem Mishnei Kisbe Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon says that even this level of design permits you to roll it up even after the second part is resting on the ground. That's what Shimon's opinion. As we said before, Lalochu is passing like the middle opinion, that if it's dangling above the Rishus HaRabim, even if it's within 10 Fachim, you can roll it up. But if it rested on the ground of the Rishus HaRabim, or if it's a slanted wall that people use to rest on, and since he used to rest on, it's considered part of the Shusha Rabin, and it lands on that area, which also has a standard of Shusha Rabin, also one cannot roll it back up.